Welcome to the Catholic Dad Show. My name's Chris Bartlett.
And I'm Matt Rice, and we are Catholic Dads.
Bum-ba-dum-bum-bum. We're here to tell you all about who we are and what the Catholic Dad Show is. So we're going to start just by kind of riffing a little bit. Oh, we don't need to talk about what we're going to talk about.
Whatever. But this is exactly the kind of stuff you're going to get on the show, but hopefully a little better, a little funnier. But like the goal of this show, the goal of this episode is really to be able to pour into dads. Like Chris and I have been doing family ministry and youth ministry for years. And one of the things that we've noticed is there's just not a lot of stuff out there for men and for dads that like, and especially for dads who are looking to grow in their faith. It's crazy. And I don't know if this is sexist or whatever, but it seems like there's a lot of stuff for women. A lot of dads don't spend a whole lot of time on social media, but their wives are all over it. And so there's a lot of stuff that attracts women to grow in the faith, but there's not a lot of stuff for men. And so we were like, Chris and I were thinking, okay, where are the dudes? Like, where are the guys? And where can we reach them and help support them and give them the stuff that they're looking for? And was like, okay, well, where do we spend our time? It's like YouTube and podcasts. Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that. So, I mean, in reality, what we're talking about is there's actually a poverty, like a poverty of resources to help fatherhood. And the thing is fatherhood is one of the strongest pieces, which we'll unpack as we dive into the topic of fatherhood or what it means to be a Catholic dad. But our origin story really comes from this discomfort of wanting to become better and striving and looking around and seeing that there are a lot of other men that aren't really striving. And some of them, it's not because they don't have the desire. It's because they didn't have the resource, the community, the brethren to be able to move forward. And so that's what we want to do is we want to create a place where we can strive together towards holiness as Catholic dads. And in doing so, transform our families, transform the church, and transform the world.
Yeah.
Simple.
And that poverty, it's interesting because it comes from, what I see is this weird thought that being religious means like that's a feminine thing,
right?
Like being spiritual is a feminine thing. Like the masculinity, the masculine nature of the spiritual life, like that's a poverty. Like, and that's what I've seen is that most men will just say, oh, well, that's my wife will do that or whatever, because it seems like a feminine thing. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Cause guys oftentimes don't want to talk about their relationships, but the most important thing that a man can do is pray, which develops his relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
And that has this feminine feel to it. But there is something inside us that as men, that's a call to sacrifice.
Yep.
And you see that especially in athletics and different pieces like that. And also a call to legacy. Like we desire to give beyond our current generation or our current ability, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so those two things are very masculine, and they're also very much tied up in the faith. The highest example of both of those is martyrdom,
yep.
I believe, because the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church, right? And so there's something very, very masculine. I'm just thinking about like some of the different martyrs that were just heroic and just like more manly than I think I could ever strive to be.
Yep.
But God is calling me to that same gift of love to the world, to my family, and to the church.
Yeah. And like when we look at some of those war movies or whatever, and we see a man laying down his life for his brothers, it's like, man, yeah, that's the kind of man I want to be. But we don't make that jump typically into the spiritual life that I'm meant to do the same exact thing in my faith in the Catholic Church, you know? And so I think that's our hope, you know, is that we help in some way awaken that.
And we hope that you, as listeners, viewers, that you have that uncomfortable kind of-ness in you, that there's something in you that's like, something isn't full. There's not a full picture here when it comes to the church today and how men are being fostered or raised or kind of given opportunities to live out that call to manhood.
Yeah. And like another thought on this is not going to be like high theological stuff. Like there are papal documents for that. You can go read that. I don't read those. Yeah, put on your glasses, Chris. We're going to go dork
what
out.
What we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the gift of humanity and the eschaton and eschatological implications of.
No, we're going to get real. We're going
to
get raw.
Hold on. Every time someone wants to sound real smart with theology, they say eschatology. Like that word comes out. It's just so funny because it's one of those words that nobody knows what it means. Even those that are using it. No, I'm just kidding. But the
I know what it means, but we're not going to get into it.
But it's meant to be just like normal dad stuff and normal, and it's supposed to be fun. Like, I don't want this. I want this to be something that you enjoy listening to, either because like Matt's an idiot, or because there's just something uplifting about it and fun about this. So that's the goal, is for this to be fun and regular, normal, not, I don't know, dorky.
Okay, but I think there is something extraordinary that that Catholic manhood really, especially Catholic fatherhood, Catholic dads really need to aspire to. I recently watched that movie Hacksaw Ridge. Yep. Have you seen the
that
movie?
That was the
Hacksaw
movie I was
Ridge?
Thinking of when I mentioned that earlier. Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone else is taking up arms. They're literally grabbing guns. And this guy's like, I know I'm called to battle, but in a radically different way.
Yep.
And in the same way, the world says that money is what we should be seeking, or different things along those lines. You know, sports or you know, find a good sports team. And if you're watching your kid, you're babysitting your kid. Like, that's not how it is. Like, there's this different calling, and it's going to look different than the average person. And that movie, Hacksaw Ridge, just showed the tension of a world that said, this is one way that you're supposed to respond to this call to serve. And someone else is like, no, I'm going to go a very different path. And he was persecuted because of that. Yeah. Are we living our life as Catholic fathers in a way that it looks different, but at the same time, radically appealing, right? Yeah. And that's something that's a cause for pause, worthy of reflection. Now, who are we journeying with, right? So we know that ideally the listeners that we have, the viewers that we have, are Catholic dads.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if you're a grandfather, a godfather, a regular father. I don't know.
A biological father, an adoptive father, a father to be.
The godfather. whatever it is, if you're a mom or a wife right now that's viewing this, go share this with your husband. Like, you're not in the wrong place, but this is going to be very much not focused on your needs if you're a female watching this right now.
You may still enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, you should subscribe as well.
Hit the bell, whatever it means. But the other people that you're going to be journeying with alongside is actually the two of us. And yep. So I wanted to ask you, Matt, like, who are you?
Yeah.
What makes you a Catholic dad?
Dude, we dove straight into this whole episode and didn't even introduce ourselves.
That's right. So, let's go.
So yeah, I'm Matt. I've been married for 20 years. My wife and I have 6 kiddos. My oldest is 17 and my youngest is 3. So I've got a big breadth or whatever. I have a lot of years of experience parenting. It was crazy because my parents had 2 kids, and it wasn't very long having 6 kids that I had more years parenting experience than my parents did. You know, or have had, you know, just interesting. But I don't always do this whole dad thing perfectly. I don't always do the Catholic thing perfectly. And that's one of the things I love about having a brotherhood that I get to learn from and share with. And I hope that I'm growing every single year. I hope I'm a different man than I was the year before.
Amen. Amen. Good. Well, my name's Chris Bartlett. I am a Catholic dad. I have 6 kids. I've been married for 15 years. I'm certain of that.
You sound like you're not sure.
I was doing math, but then I realized this isn't a show about like
carry the one, and then you can have 15.
And so, I've been married 15 years, 6 wonderful kids. We've got a 13-year-old and a 3-year-old. That's kind of the gap. Mostly girls on my end. I have the stench of vomit stuck in my nose. Oh. We've got 6 kids. It's just, I mentioned this before
the show. I did not expect you to say it during the show.
It's still there. I feel like I need to go shave my mustache. It's like, how did it get? I wore gloves, everything. It was just horrible. But like,
this wasn't your vomit. This was like your kids.
Right. It was mom's spaghetti. Like, vomit on the shirt already.
Just clearing that up, because usually when it's in your mustache, it's your own.
Twice in my entire marriage, 15 years of marriage. I am not much of a vomiter. No. And I've only cried like 4 times, which is probably a growth
area. I think we're off topic.
Back on topic. Okay. Yeah, one of my favorite things about being a Catholic dad is just those moments where you realize your children get it, like something clicks.
Yep.
Right? And so my three-year-old, when we go to daily Mass, not Sunday Mass, Sunday Mass is always a circus, but when we go to daily Mass, she understands, Jesus, I'm going to visit Jesus, and it's adorable, and she kind of behaves a little bit better. But like my 13-year-old, I just had a conversation with her the other day, and I was like, how's your prayer life? And she goes, it's not as good as it was a couple of weeks ago. Ever since school started, and she kind of gave this explanation, but like she has an interior life that causes her to reflect on the different levels, yep. Not just like I'm checking the box, Dad, just like you desire me to.
Yeah.
But she's like, actually, I'm not as close to the Lord as I was 6 weeks ago upon reflection. I'm like, whoa, like that is really cool. Those cool moments where like parenting starts to take root and bear fruit is just a lot of fun.
Yeah. And for the rest of you Catholic dads that are like me, my kids don't want to go to daily Mass. They moan and groan about even going on Sunday Mass for the most part. And when I ask my kids, you know, how's your prayer life? You know, like they're, I pray sometimes, you know, like,
I have one child.
There are some dads who are rock star in it, you know, where that in, but then there are other dads who are like, well, I'm just glad that they like care about going to youth group, even though they don't have that deep prayer life yet. You know, so like we're gonna get the spectrum on this sure. Show.
Yeah. So we also want to hear from you. If you could just in the chat, just introduce yourself in one way or the other. Give us one fact about yourself, whether it's how many kids you have or why you've come to the show, what your hopes are. We would love to see some interaction in regards to the community as well as we dive into the Catholic Dad Show.
And if you don't want to introduce yourself in the bottom, then give us some grief. Like, tell us what you like, what you don't like. I don't mind having a troll or two on this one. Like make fun of me. I don't care. Let's go. Let's just get the comments rolling and get other people seeing this. Share this with somebody.
Let's have some fun together. And we look forward to journeying with you on the Catholic Dad Show.
We will see you guys again in 2 weeks.